Blog Talk Radio.
Although sometimes life throws you a curveball and life's problems may cause you to pause, Life with Michelle will help you heal and get through it all. Because she is helping all push past yield, she will make it a good day to smile. She will make it a good day to laugh. She will make it a good day to live, mixing all life's experiences in a bundle of love. She will guide you to the road of happy, because all is well on Life with Michelle, the Queen of Happy.
Thank you.
All right. Let me go back into, actually we're going to end the show and call back this. All right, welcome back, my listeners. Welcome, you tuned in to Living Life Well with Michelle, and I am helping authors fast yield. Tonight we're going to be talking about the steps to having a healthy relationship, and I'm only going to give you 7 easy steps. One of the most things that, you know, that has been really upon my heart, God has been impressing upon my heart, so many people deal with, single people especially, deal with relationship issues that and we have some fantastic people out there who have really, you know, put some material out there for us to reference. But you know, sometimes when you have such a massive or broad issue, that there needs to be, you know, a continuous relative information being put out there. And once the Father presses upon your heart to begin for you to be instrumental in bringing about more information or data and imparting that into the hearts of people, then you just have to act beyond on that, because, you know, my mission is to be of service to all of humanity. And I know what my purpose is. I'm following in his direction, and I'm just so excited about how he's just really been blessing my life as a single woman. So I want to, you know, empower single women as well as single men, because the things that I talk about, although my platform is predominantly made to empower women, that the same information can empower men as well. So let's get right into the discussion, how to have a healthy relationship in 7 easy steps. Well, you know, let's see what is a healthy relationship. Really, a healthy relationship really involves 2 people who love and respect one another. Love and respect one another, and it can only occur when each of the individuals take care of themselves first. So, you know, I posted something on Facebook that if a man nurtures his own spirit, he'll definitely want to make sure your spirit is nurtured as well. So at first, even before getting into a relationship, that part, you have to know that a person is taking care of themselves spiritually, physically, and mentally. So that's important to be able to identify mentally and spiritually with that person, that person identifying with themselves mentally, spiritually, and physically, taking care of themselves before they involve themselves in a relationship. And what happens, it will in turn help the both of you take care of each other. And you got to remember that through communication, you know, you have to do a lot of different things. 7 of the steps are communication, relationships, checkups, openness to change, emotional support, a balance of lifestyle, and acceptance of each other's differences. I kind of want to piggyback. I know we said 7 steps, but I also want to put in accountability, and we're going to put that all in perspective in a few moments. But let's start off with step number 1, which is this something that is not this information is nothing new under the sun that I'm telling you, but you know, sometimes people have to hear it until it's permeated into their spirit. So number 1, communication with one another, not communicating at one another, but with one another. You should talk often. You guys should talk often and communicate your feelings and opinions to one another. If you're not telling your partner what you need in the relationship once they become your partner, and I'm going to tell you something about that. Let me stop right there. I never tell a person what I want in a relationship. And this is my own process, because you give people permission to deceive you once you tell them everything you want. Because if a person is trying to be with you or get with you, guess what? They're going to be everything that you want them to be just so they can be with you. But guess what? They're not delivering their authentic selves. So they're deceiving you so that they can gain your interest or gain your trust. And if you're not careful and not discerning, you can fall for it. And I want our women to really pay attention to when you're allowing yourself to fall for men in relationships, or vice versa, men falling for men in relationships, because a lot of times we fall in these traps because we allow people to come into our lives. You've already told them what you wanted and what you needed and what you're looking for in a person, so they're going to be just that, just so they can get you. And then once, you know, and don't be surprised once you guys get together that you find out that this person is not who they say they were, and they're not living up to the standards that you wanted in your life. And before you know it, you're already in that relationship and finding yourself miserable and unhappy. So, you know, if you don't articulate once you get with the person, you know, prior to, you know, once you establish that you've met a person that really is deserving, and I say that word deserving, of your time and attention, then that is the point where you articulate what you want in the relationship, because now you guys are in a mutual place as far as the relationship goes, and you need to discuss, you know, how we need to balance. You know, but a person that is that you're meant to truly be with, they will know how to love you. They will know how to treat you. They will know how to nurture your spirit, because they're doing the same thing for themselves. So they will know how to share that same kindness and love toward you, because they you know, the Bible says, that do unto others, you know, as you would have others do unto you. So that means the same things with relationships. If you want your relationship to be all this beautiful experience, so you have to serve your significant other with, serve them up with beautiful things, with all the love, the kindness, and all those wonderful things. My thing is what I've written down, that we all need to arise in our relationships. And when I say arise, we should have accountability, respect, integrity, service to each other, and eternal love for one another. And, you know, when I wrote that down, I say, arise, we need to come up in our relationships. So many people year after year are in relationships, they're in relationships, and they're not really going anywhere, but they stay in the relationships because they are afraid to be alone. They are afraid that, you know, if they give this person up, then this person will work with another person. Well, guess what? That, you know, if you're unhappy in a relationship and they end up with you guys go your separate ways, that means that you guys weren't meant to be, but if they work with someone else, that means that relationship probably was meant to be. You have to give yourself that respect and that honor and know when to move on in the relationship. We hold on to things so tightly, to relationships so tightly, because at this point in our lives, we don't know our self-worth. So we allow ourselves to stay in relationships. Oh, he'll change, she'll change, or this situation will change, or once we get more financially stable, the relationship will be better. Though, you know, finances and all of those things are just, you know, a small portion of making relationships work or being essential to a good relationship, because it takes two, you know, it takes the two of you to balance and support the home these days. We're not in the 50s anymore where, you know, the husband brought home the bacon. Now it takes, you know, the two to support the household and to do what it is, you know, to maintain that household in a harmonious state. So I want to say to my single women who are in relationships, allow yourself to, and I don't want to get ahead of myself because I have some other discussions, I've got some amazing things in store for you guys, but I want to stay on topic tonight. So that's what I'm going to do. And so I'm going to go right into the second instruction on the second step of the seven steps to having a healthy relationship. Number two, listen to one another, taking the time to try to understand the other person's perspective. And you know what? I really want to expound on this because a lot of times, relationships go where the men just don't want to have input or women don't allow men to have input. So you're shutting that other person out when it's time for them to speak. You should always, in a relationship, never try to be one-sided. That, you know, give each other the opportunity to share your side of what you feel is going on in your relationship. Because if you don't, then you'll shut that other person out and it would make them feel like their input into relationship really don't matter. And you never want to make your partner feel like that. So you have to understand that other person's perspective. Well, I remember being in a relationship where, you know, I'm a very strong woman and have always been independent and just a person that really went after my own. But you have to understand when you're in a relationship that you have to put aside all those egos. And trust me, I'm being transparent right now. There was ego in the way, you know, and I didn't identify with that until much later, you know, in my relationship until we, you know, got into a spat. And, it occurred to me, you know, my words were very strong. You know, I wasn't using a foul language or a foul mouth or anything, but my words were very strong that I literally saw my partner's spirit just, you know, just disseminate before me. And, you know, but it hurt me because when I saw this, it was just like I was experiencing a spiritual experience, seeing my partner being hurt by my words. And that made, in that moment, it made me think about what I say, how I approach the conversation when I'm in a relationship with a person, because I never, ever want to have anybody experience what I saw, you know, unfold before my eyes by me using words or not unwilling to hear the other side of the story. So we have to be transparent with ourselves and true to ourselves. So I became true to myself and said, you know, look, this has to change within you. I don't care how good of a person you think you are. That right there was unnecessary because your partner should have a say in the relationship. After all, they're the other party in the relationship. So we never want our partners to feel like their input is unwarranted or that it's not needed, that, you know, you call all the shots. Yes, in a typical biblical relationship, the man is the leader of the home, but yet still the wife still should have a say or input in the relationship because she's the wife, the other party involved in this union, in this partnership. So number two is to listen to one another and give an honest, attentive ear to what your partner is saying. Don't just like, you know, because you find people who are, you know, just half-heartedly trying to do it. But if you truly want a relationship to be healthy and to work, you truly have to really want to get your partner's input in things. In turn doing this, this can help you see how the other person feels and as far as where, you know, the stage of your relationship is going. Number three, check on your relationships periodically. And, you know, I need to kind of expound on that. A lot of times we become so complacent in relationships that, and, you know, we feel like, you know, we got them, they ain't going nowhere, or he feels like he has you, and you're not going anywhere. Well, you know, another experience, a relationship I had, and I was telling my partner I was feeling that we needed to take a vacation. I think we need to get some time alone. You know, even though we were serving the Lord, we needed to, we needed to spend some quality time with one another and, gain perspective on where this relationship is going, because I felt a slipping. And, when you have one of your partners communicating that there's something displaced in the relationship, that's the time you definitely better listen. Because when a person is telling you something's wrong, we need to check in. We need to check in where we are. We need to handle this. Because every aspect of our lives, we are supposed to manage our lives. We're supposed to manage our healthy eating habits. We're supposed to manage our money, manage our children, manage our household. So what more for a relationship? A healthy relationship. So check in on your relationships periodically, and but don't become so paranoid where you're saying, are we okay? Are we, don't do that. But what I'm saying is, make sure you check in with one another. And that's what a marriage, people, what astounds me sometimes, I've heard from people speaking who've been married 20, 30 years, and they've been married 20, 30 years unhappy. And that can only happen if they, at some point in the marriage, stop checking in, stop dating one another, stop doing what it was necessary to keep the union happy instead of existing or just living with one another. It takes, sometimes you may have to renew your vows. Something, you have to make it fresh. You have to, renew, just like in our walk with Christ. We have to renew our walk, because we can become so complacent and we can just begin to just live and just exist and not realize that we have gotten off path because we're so into this pattern of living, and God is, nudging at us and telling us, my daughter, check in, come in and converse with me, come in and fellowship with me, come in and come before me. And God, he's constantly nudging at us, and we're telling, well, God, you my God, and I'm your daughter, I'm good. You love me, I love you, and I'm, and I'm blessed. And so, therefore, when we become, in those, have that type of attitude, God sends something to get our attention, and he brings us down on our knees where it brings us to the point that we have no other choice but to come before him and pray. And God has to do that to shake us up a little bit. And we don't like to experience the bad things or the things that life brings us. But those things are meant to bring us to a strong and elevated place in Christ. So with your relationships, number three is to check in on your relationships, because that's it. If people, God, we say, well, God, if God, whom God put together, let no man put asunder. Yeah, we know the scriptures, but at the same time, you and your partner have to be accountable for yourselves, and individually as well as yourselves as a union. So it's important for you to check in. Number four, resolve conflicts at the right time. The Bible says that we should not even let the sun go down, being angry at one another. We need to handle that before we even lay down at night. So in order to keep a healthy relationship, resolve your issues. Don't go to sleep thinking about, I'm so upset. One of the things I knew that I did in relationships, I'm a person, I don't like to argue, so a man would probably just love me because I'm not one of those chatty, nagging type of people. But don't get me wrong, I could get to a point where I have, I can make a compelling argument. But for the most part, that is something that I just don't like to do, never have liked to do. But I remember being in a relationship where I needed to, you know, just, I was so upset at my partner, I just needed to get my point across because it was something that was just so, and if somebody was on the outside looking in, they would probably say that it was just something that was so insignificant and you shouldn't get upset about it. But in a relationship, when you take responsibility in relationships and you have a partner, you guys are sharing responsibilities on certain things, you expect your partner to follow through. So there was an issue regarding that I expected my partner to follow through on something that we were doing jointly, and they did not follow through. They led me to believe that they followed through on something, and I basically defended them to another person because I felt like, you know, my partner said that they did this, so, and I'm the type of person that I will trust the person until they prove me, you know, until they betray that trust. So, you know, that's my pattern. And, but, you know, you can't go for a long period of time being angry because that affects you spiritually, mentally, and physically. I found myself being so upset with this person that I began to shake, and I had never been that angry before in my life. But I began to shake and tremble, and so I had to sit down and just, you know, get into a calm place because I had never experienced feeling like that, and that came from a place of being angry. You should never let somebody get you so angry where it, you know, affects your health and affects you, period. So, you know, number four is to make sure you resolve your issues very quickly and make sure you have integrity in your relationships. What I say, a wise, accountability, respect, integrity, service, and eternal love. So arise in your relationships so that you can have healthier relationships. Make better choices with the person that you allow to come into your life. I don't want to touch on too much because we're going to have other series talking about, you know, single women and single men, and, you know, making sure that you welcome the right people into your life. So we're going to go into number five very quickly. Keep a balanced lifestyle. That is so, so important. I can't even begin to explain to you just in my singleness of how beautiful that I've been, you know, balancing my life through meditation, through prayer, through just really working earnestly with the purpose that God has given me. That in turn, you know, that kind of experience prior to you even getting into a committed relationship is so important because that is something that helps you to identify when somebody comes to you and says that I feel that the Lord is, you know, wants us to be together. If you are already in a balanced place in your life, and you will be your spirit. So your spirituality is in such a place where you're very discerning. And when you're spiritually enlightened, a person can't just step to you and tell you that God told you that you guys are meant to be together. It just can't go down because you're such in a spiritually balanced place. And once you're in that place, that means that you were seeking that type of lifestyle. You want to be in a balanced place. So make sure that you keep a balanced lifestyle. If you're in a relationship, keep the balance in your lifestyle between the both of you. Even if the both of you have to pray together, you should have your own. One of the things I want to say that women and men feel like when they get in relationships, they should automatically give up friends and you know stop seeing family. That is not a healthy relationship, and that is not a healthy request of a partner that is meant to be in your life. You should have a good balance of friends, and I mean people that are only your friends, not friends with benefits. And we have to say that even though we deal with, you know, Christians and Christian walks and stuff, people are still not walking the walk they're supposed to walk in Christ. So we have to say this so we can be very clear or what you should be doing. You should maintain a good balance of friends, but you also should make sure your friends respect your relationship. And if a friend is unwilling to respect your relationship, then that friend should no longer be your friend. Because anytime a person knows that you're in a committed relationship and they use all kinds of cunning ways and cunning things to try to dissolve that relationship or come between you and your relationship, then that's an issue. That's a problem. And you don't want, if you truly are honest with the person that you're with and you truly want to be with them and they are very important to you, you would not let a friend come between that, because you have to set the boundaries with friends in your relationship. Even family. Family can try to come between you and a new person in your life because they don't like this person. You know, and it's not about them liking the person. If this person it comes in your life and they bring balance and security and friendship, bring love, bring peace, and your family don't understand that you love this about that person, then I'm not saying, stop, your family is no longer your family, but you should set the boundaries in the relationship and let your family know how important this person is to you. Because the moment things become imbalanced and you may begin to, start blaming each other for the problems and the issues, but really the problems and the issues are a result of you not telling your family and friends to respect your relationship. So, and many times I've seen that happen where you could have probably made it with this person, but because you allow family and friends to speak into your relationship, then you become separated and you're no longer listening to God. You're listening to what people in the church are saying. You're listening to what people on your job is saying. You guys on me, I think you should be with Felicia. Oh, I think you should be with Ken. People don't give people that type of power in your relationship. A person should not have that type of power in your relationship. The only two that should be talking in the relationship is you and your significant other, and definitely be getting direction from the Father. All right. Number six is allow your relationship to grow and to change. As time goes along, things change in our lives. Individually, we have things that change in our lives. Although ultimately two people who are meant to be together, they have a common purpose and a common path, but they are still separate individuals, and they still have to individually answer to the Father for themselves, even though that you're in a union. And there will be some times where your partner may be spiritually growing because, again, it's about an individual that's serving the Father. Our partner may get off track, but it's, as a partnership, we should, see that and identify with that and try to, help our partner get back on track with, being in, walking in the purpose that you're intended to walk in. However, sometimes it doesn't work out like that. So there are times in a relationship where things will change. Time will change. You may start feeling like you don't like the way he combs his hair. You don't like that she puts on too much makeup. You don't like the way that just certain things begin to change about the relationship. And, within the both of you are changing in so many aspects of your lives. If you're not checking in on your relationships and communicating, that can become an issue. So in order to keep a healthy relationship, be willing to work with the person that you're with and grow with them, change with them, not change your identity, but, changing, if your partner is progressing on and elevating in the career choice that they have, you elevate in your career choice and, whatever that you're doing. Make sure that if you're, just to say, for instance, if you have a businesswoman and she's, elevating in her business, you still are in a healthy relationship. But, you know, go ahead and manifest those dreams in your life that you're working on, but check in with one another and keep that together. So grow. So when she's growing. You're happy for her, and when you're being elevated in a new position, she's happy for you, and she's going through that change with you and celebrating with you. Because if you do these things mindfully, if you go through the first five steps, you know, you'll be all right when you go through that change, that season of change, where, you know, things are, you know, going in different directions. But if you're both checking in and doing what you're supposed to maintain the relationship, you guys will be okay. It's all about supporting one another. We need to arise in our relationships. Accountability, respect, integrity, and service to each other, and eternal love. So that service means to support, you know, also, you know, a form of support to one another. So if your partner is a lawyer and puts in your partner's heart to write a book, support that person in that. If your partner, the Lord puts it in their heart to write a song or to visit the homeless, you know, support those efforts. Support them in every way that you can, because anything that, you know, when you're in a relationship and you have that balance, anything that the both of you are doing, everything will just balance out. It won't be perfect, but it will balance out to the point where, you know, we're okay. We're in a good place in this relationship. We're in a healthy relationship because we can, you know, support one another through the changes in our life, through the growth in our life, and we're not jealous of each other, but we're supporting each other. We're checking in with one another. We're communicating with one another. We're keeping our lives balanced by having healthy friendships, but and loving our families still, but making sure that people outside of our relationship respect our relationship. That's very, very important. Number seven, we get down to number seven. One thing about relationships, a lot of times, people cannot accept the changes in their partner's life. Sometimes the ego gets in the way. If you just step away for a minute and start thinking too much in the wrong direction, these negative thoughts begin to come in, to flood into your mind, and you're thinking, oh, they're progressing, and then they're not going to be wanting to stay with me. If they become a celebrity and I'm still here or whatever, they're not going to want me. But let me tell you something about that situation. If a person truly loves you, it doesn't matter if they become a celebrity and you're just still a layman. They're going to still love you because they've loved you all this time. But if they get to a point in their life that where they progress and they feel like they're above you, then they were never in it for love in the first place. And that's something that you have to think about. So number seven, accept your differences. Allow those to strengthen your relationship. And, you know, one of the things I want to say to believers, we think that we're untouched by the things that, you know, that commonly go on in the world with regards to relationships. It's no different. You know, yes, we are children of God, and so we have a source to go to when we get into those, you know, tough situations. But we deal with the same thing everybody else deal with in our everyday lives. We may have some circumstances. There will be some temptations. There will be some tests in our relationship because, you know, one thing I always tell people when I'm talking to single women, there's always going to be someone that desires the person that you have. That's not going to change. There's nothing that we can do about it. There's always going to be someone more attractive than you, but the both of you have to be so secure in your relationship that you know that you love one another without a shadow of a doubt, and that it doesn't matter who comes in the pathway. If the love between you, the two of you, is solid, then it doesn't matter about who anybody else. But if you make that a concern and you have started affirming those negative thoughts in your mind, oh, he wants her because he's looking in her direction or she's beautiful, you know, if you feel that what you're doing is creating an unhealthy environment for the both of you. You're putting affirming things into your relationship just because a beautiful woman has come into this path, and you're putting out that negative energy. And let me let you in on a secret, ladies. Now, once you start panicking, you don't have to say a word, but if you have this face of panic, another woman will pick up, especially a cunning woman, will pick up on that, and she will say, that's the weakness. She is intimidated by my beauty. You know, there's some women out there that will just really take you to the test, but you have to be so secure in what you have with that person and trust that person until they betray your trust, then, you know, if you guys are solid, you don't have anything to worry about. Because men see women a dime, you know, a dime. There are many beautiful women, a dime a dozen out there. But trust me, if the man that you're with is happy with what he has and loves you because he knows who you are, he knows your worth, And so you have to know your own worth and know that you're in a relationship where you deserve to be happy, and he should give you the respect that you deserve. But you know you have that. It don't matter what Sally Sue or, you know, curvy, curvaceous woman, what she's doing out there, he's going to turn away from that. And he's not going to even sample, you know, that. So a lot of times, women, we put too much worry into whether our partner is going to be unfaithful to us. Guess what? There is nothing that you can do about it if they do, other than move on. Because if a person decides that, you know, that they want to be unfaithful to you, and they know that you guys have been working to, you know, maintain a great relationship, and they've been, you know, assuring you that our relationship is strong. So if that doesn't happen in the end, it's up to you to make a decision. I never tell a person to leave anybody. They have to come to that realization on their own, because some relationships you can't get through some of those tests. You can't get through to those. So you never tell a person, even as a life coach, I never tell anybody to leave anybody, unless, of course, if there, you know, there's some physical abuse involved and something of that nature, and then we have to get the law involved. But, you know, number seven is so very important. When those difficult times come in your relationship, those are the things that come to make your relationship stronger, and you have to really truly view those differences as things, as strength builders. You know, you have to view them that way. The both of you have to be on board with understanding at that point in your relationship, when that difficult time comes, that this situation is meant to bring you together stronger than before. Because, you know, if you don't see, if one of you are, you know, you're veering to the left and the other one is veering to the right, there's no balance there. Something's out of balance, so you got to come back together if that's what you so desire to do. Because, you know, differences in a relationship can bring about a good change in the both of you. And they know I always have to be problems. But, you know, as soon as the both of you identify with what is, you know, has come into, you know, into your relationship as a test, as soon as the both of you come to, you know, hey, you know, I know what this is. This is something that we have to both address right now with an open mind and an open heart, and really seeking to not to place any blame, but really seeking to making sure that that union that you have that is very important to you stays together in a harmonious state. So if you're, let's go through the steps again. This is all about making sure, seven steps to make sure that you have a healthy relationship and arise to having great relationships. And what did we say arise is? Accountability, respect, integrity, service, and eternal love. All of those things are important in having a healthy relationship. And you really have to address your, you know, everything involved in a relationship should be enveloped into your spirituality. I always say that nurturing your spirit will help you have a great relationship. And that's what's important. You know, the Father has told me to really just impart into people, just be a blessing to people, and don't allow things to upset you and push you so far off the track that you feel like you just can't get up any longer. You know, it's important for you to grasp onto that life that you so desire and to have, and to that life that God says that you can have. Because he says in Jeremiah 29:11 that the plans that he has for you are good plans. He wants us to have a good life. But, you know, everybody's level of good life is not the same. You will have millionaires that may, you know, live a, you know, better life in your eyes because they have more money to do it. But it doesn't mean that they're living a better life than you. It's just like they're on a financial, you know, a higher scale financially than you are. So wherever you are in your relationship, whether both of you are blue-collar workers or, you know, just lay workers, you know, love and appreciate where you are on your scale of your relationship and your love. Don't try to be like other people. That's a great thing to understand, that having healthy relationships, you can't compare your relationship to someone else's relationship, because everyone's relationship is different because you're dealing with two individuals, two different mindsets of spirituality, two different backgrounds. You're dealing with all these different things of these two individuals, so there are no two relationships that are the same, because everybody has different upbringing. You know, I come from a Pentecostal upbringing. On my dad's side, my grandfather was a preacher, a pastor. My great grandfather was a pastor, but surprisingly enough, my dad was pretty much an atheist. He really didn't believe in God. But that's another story. but you know, it's amazing how it doesn't matter where you come from, how the Father will just, you know, handpick you and choose you to bring out his glory. So that's the same thing with relationships. He'll, the person, God will put in a man's heart to strategically pick the person that's designed. Because the Bible says a man should find the wife or that person. And so that means that he put an indicator in the man to say, hey, this is the one. Sometimes if a man is not spiritually truly walking, he's not spiritually up on his spiritual game, he can choose the wrong one and choose her for all the wrong reasons. And your sister, soul saved, sanctified, filled with the mighty Holy Ghost over here. You know, he said, well, you know, she's too holy, so I don't want her. But that means that he's not spiritually on this game, and you don't need him in the first place. But that's another show again. But, you know, seven steps to filling that for a healthy relationship. We went over the seven steps. Communicate with each other. Listen to one another. And truly give, seek out a true understanding and get that your partner's perspective on your relationships and the things that you aspire to do with your relationship. Number three, check on your relationships often, but not in a state of paranoia. Number four, resolve conflicts at the right time. Don't wait down, you know, 4 or 5 years into a relationship or 3 years into a relationship after you guys have got married. And one of these things, I just want to say this real quick. Ladies, once you get married to a person, don't bring up old things, because that's, as a woman, that's annoying to me. I've seen, you know, friends do that before. And, you know, if you truly say that you forgive someone for something, don't constantly remind them of the wrong that they've done when they've, you know, set the record straight and they're walking on the straight path. What if Christ did that to us? Just think about it. Many times we have failed. Many times, ladies, you know, we have failed in our walk with God, but God says, you know, get back up. You know, confess your sin, get back up. I still love you. You know, so let's stop putting so much pressure. Or, you know, I'm going to the fellow side for a minute here. Let's stop putting so much pressure on relationships. But, you know, certainly pay attention if a person that keeps repeating things over and over, that's not a healthy relationship. But I'm talking about those brothers who have made, have been in a situation, you know, been in your relationship, something went wrong, he got off path, you guys came to an agreement where you wanted to forgive one another and you wanted to work things out. When you decide that, don't bring it back up. Just let it be, let it go, and let the Father just, you know, navigate you guys. Because truly, if you guys are meant to be together, you know, even that situation will not break you apart. So allow yourself that time to truly forgive a person and move on from it, and never to talk about it again. Cast it into that sea. And don't pick it back up again. But the number six one, allow your relationship to grow and change. Every relationship will go through seasons of change. There will be times when you will be growing, your partner will not be growing. But that's not a reason to cast them off to the side. That means that, you know, they have to deal with them. You know, it's still, if you're in a union, you're still an individual, and you have to really spiritually still go to the Father for yourself and work on and keep your spiritual game up and spiritually nurture your own self, and so that you guys can stay strong in that relationship. So in number seven again, accept your differences and allow those things to strengthen the relationship. So remember to arise in your relationship. You have to remember to take hold on to those seven steps. And to arise in a relationship means that you both, you know, you have the accountability for the relationship, you respect the relationship, you have integrity in your relationship, you serve one another in the relationship, and you eternally love each other in a relationship. That is a wrap for me. I just really wanted to share with you about that. Affirm good things into your relationship. Affirm that I have a loving, spiritually infused relationship, and my partner and I truly love the Father. We serve him as in a partnership, and we both are divinely working and walking in the purpose that God has for us individually and as a unit, as a partnership. So you have to really, really, really affirm that thing that, you know, you have that love. I can't even explain to you the experience I'm going through. Just really, truly loving and feeling the peace in my life and the peace in my spirit, because it's very important for me to be in that place where when I'm with my partner, that we're both in that spiritually enlightened place, and that, you know, I don't care if we have a disagreement or not, we're both in a healthy enough place. We're maturely in love. And I think that's important, that people need to be maturely in love, because if you're not dealing with a person who knows how to maturely handle love, then you need to let them grow up on their own and not hold you back from being in a mature relationship, but loving relationship, because, again, that's one of the things that hurts relationships. And people, we try to make relationships work that's not meant to work. You may maturely ready to love in a strong relationship, and your partner, he may be a good person or she may be a good person, but they're not mature in love. You know, they see they have a different outlook about love. They have different views about love. So that's an important thing to understand before you even get deeply involved with the person, is to understand what they feel about love. And, you know, again, it'll arise. If we understand that, we will arise in healthy relationships. That accountability would be there. That respect would automatically be there. That integrity to one another would be there. That service to one another would be there. And that eternal love would be there. I am so excited that we got through the segment. And I apologize, but I wanted to get through this discussion through because it's so important for people to grow in relationships and really get guided. And I'm telling you, the Father has given me to really help people, especially my single sisters, to spiritually beautify themselves in their spirit so they can, and, you know, I'm attracting so many people, but I'm in a spiritual place where a brother just came step to me, and he will know that he has to approach me in such a way that he can't even get my attention because I'm in such a spiritual place, and they can see that. When a man sees you that spiritual glow on you, they will not step, and you may have some crazy ones out there who just do something just to be doing it, but for the most part, if a man that's truly on a hunt for a queen, he will know. He said, well, no, I have to step to her in a certain way, and it has to be right. His approach will be lovely and divine. So, you know, ladies, you know, pay attention to that. If a man is even approaching you in the wrong way, then, you know, don't even give him your time and attention. Keep it moving, because the longer you allow yourself to be caught up with the attention of someone who don't even deserve your attention, then the longer you keep that one that's saying, you know, I'm looking for you, I'm willing to love you, I'm willing to protect you. Ladies, we're going to have some more segments, and I'm really going to talk about a lot of the things that I've been experiencing, and, you know, a lot of the things that the Father wants me to share with you, and I'm coming up with so much material, you know, and the Father wants me to get it out there because I'm my thing is, you know, even as a life coach and it being in ministry and all of those things, it's for me to empower other women. I see I have a caller, so I am just going to connect my caller and see who do we have on the air. Caller, welcome to Living Life Well with Michelle. You're on the air with Michelle the Author. Who do we have on the air?
Hello, hi. My name is Arthur Les Barnett Fowler. I was listening to you and everything. I had a poem I thought maybe I could read. It has something to do with kind of like a little bit about relationships and people in general, if it'll be okay.
For sure. Sure, I will let you do that, my brother.
All right. I definitely appreciate it. This is from my book. I'm actually a second-time published author. My name is, of course, on Facebook. It's Arthur Les Barnett Pollard. My book is called Let's Get Inspired. And this poem is called Our Imperfections. And it simply goes like this. True love doesn't keep grudges against you to love you less. For love can see all your flaws and love you regardless. When you're looking for a perfect woman or a perfect man, well, you might as well go ahead and laugh while you can. There was only one perfect one. His name was Jesus, who came from heaven, died, and rose again for us. He rose on the third day with all power in his hands to save and cleanse us so we may be born again. But mankind is imperfect, for in us flaws exist. We make mistakes, have accidents, and often forget. Some do bad things purposely, or some do not. We grow old, lose teeth, and have bald spots. Some may get arrogant and forget where they came. Some may have an evil or selfish mind frame. Some don't see or hear well and may have bad hearts. Some are sarcastic and only think they're smart. Some may be overweight, some may be underweight. No matter what the flaw is, no one was born a mistake. People are affected with sinuses and allergies, with the seasons and conditions that bring them misery. Some were given disabilities the day they were born. Perhaps a certain body part was missing or even deformed. Some might be bipolar or even have heart conditions. There's flaws in every person that's living. God loves us all. So why don't we just love each other, no matter the imperfection, size, or the color? Whether imperfection is big or if it's small, there's some imperfections existing in us all. But if you think you don't have any flaws to show, one of your biggest flaws, of course, is your ego. So for dreaming of being in love with the superstar, looking deep inside their life and finding who they are, together for the wrong motives, it's just somebody getting used. Whether that means financially, physically, or even emotionally abused. True love never needs reasons to love you, for it can see beyond the obvious if the love is true. And if you can understand love can exist, then I believe love is something that sometimes we something do not comprehend. But true love sees beyond imperfections and still adores. So what kind of love do you desire to have in store? For I know I have flaws, for I am imperfect. There are some areas in my life that I need to correct. Imperfections are part of every human life until we die. The only perfect place is heaven, in the heavenly sky. So if you notice some imperfections in me, know that I pray for strength and I grow daily. The only person I must believe is my Lord and Savior, for I know he will be, one day I will be judged on my behavior. And he won't be worried about the flaws to my skin or on my skin. For God will look at my heart and the person that's within. End of poem.
Oh, that was so divine. You know what? That is perfectly in sync with the topic for tonight, seven steps in having a healthy relationship. Because if you listen to all of the things that you mentioned in there, that those things are important. You know, I talked about one of the steps was about learning to grow and being able to accept people for the changes in their lives as individuals. We will change, but we're still in the union. And
yes.
Just because things change with us physically, or, you know, that doesn't mean that you throw that person in to the side, because if you truly were in love with that person in the first place, all of those things, those material things, physical things, all of those things would not change the love that you have for that person. It will not change. So I'm so glad you read that poem. It was so appropriate. you were the icing on the cake for tonight. What's your name again?
On Facebook, I'm Arthur Les Barnett Pollard. Arthur is in quotes. I have my book on there. It's called Let's Get Inspired. It has like a, you might see me on there. Arthur A.U. T-H-O-R, just in my quotes, then it's Les, L-E-S, Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T, P-O-L-L-A-R-D.
Okay, I think we are, I'm not sure, because I have like over 5,000 friends, and I can't keep up with all of them, but you know what, Les, I want you to do? If you don't mind, just put a posting so I know who you are, so I know how to identify with you. Because I want people to reach out and touch you with that poem and stuff. And then, you know, with the Spoken Word Billboard Awards coming up, I want to make sure that I'm, you know, got my eyes on certain people, you know, especially if you're reading a poem like that that's so appropriate to my life coaching show tonight. And I certainly appreciate you for calling in and sharing that, because it synced perfectly with the topic. Because it is so important. Sometimes you can put things in a better perspective when you use poetry. Poetry is just, you know, just another form of just really expressing and just showing people how to get on their path. We can use the Bible, but even Christ used other things to get the attention of people and to, you know, impart wisdom into people. So I appreciate you.
Yeah, yes, I'm glad. So what are you under on Facebook?
I am under, I have two pages actually and a fan page. I'm under Arthur Michelle Alford, E. Alford, and I have, you can either find me on my Facebook, my fan page also, I just started a few days ago, Living Life Well with Michelle.
Okay.
Arthur Michelle Alford. I got two of them, but I'm going to shut one of them down. But I would love to stay in contact with you and know who you are so that we can, look at some more of your work, and you never know. I got the Spoken Word Billboard coming this year again for this is our second year awards. So.
All right. I'll be glad to be part of it.
All righty. Thank you so much again for joining us this evening. It's been truly an honor and a blessing, and please don't be a stranger.
All right. Same here for me, definitely. All right. I will contact you. Would you want me to put on your Facebook page? That was me. Hello?
Yeah. Yes. You let me know that you joined in the show, the discussion tonight, then I'll know who you are. It may not show up right away because I have to approve people comments on my page.
Okay.
I review them. But I just want to stay connected with you because after this show, I may not remember. I'm going to be honest.
All right.
All righty. All right. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you as well. Yes.
All right, good night. All right, that caps our show for tonight. And, he took us home. He was the icing on the cake this evening. And I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening on Living Life Well with Michelle Reloaded, talking about the 7 steps for having a healthy relationship. And remember that we should arise in a relationship. If you want to arise in your relationship, and what do we say arise stood for? Accountability, respect, integrity, service to each other, and eternal love. If you want all of those in your relationship, you have to become that. You have to become love in order to draw love. So if you want a healthy relationship, begin to work on yourself individually, and when you find that partner or the partner that you're with, you'll be able to grow better together and love one another more intently because you're learning how to truly, truly show love and give love to that person and share love in a monogamous place. We can be monogamous. People can truly be in healthy relationships, but it takes the two of you to work together and manage that relationship. That's the magic word there, manage your relationship. But until next time, you guys know that I do a daytime radio show in Detroit. And, since this is an online environment that, I can tell you what station that is because, we can't mention other stations or that network. But on WDRJ 1440 AM, I also do a life coaching show there, and that's in Detroit. So make sure you tune in with me every Monday morning at 10:30 AM. And we interview a lot of guests from across the globe. And we have a lot of giveaways in the station, so make sure you tune in. If you can't tune in on Sunday evenings, make sure you tune in with me in Detroit. You can tune into the show via your BlackBerry, iTunes, the WDRJ 1440 AM website, your cars, your homes, if you're in the Michigan area or in one of our sister radio stations, because our headquarters is in Denver, Colorado. So if you're there, I forgot some of the other locations in various other states, you can tune into the show and, listen to what we're doing on air there. But until next time, be blessed, live life well, and be blessed. And we'll be back next week with a great discussion. And I'm hoping that we get a lot of single people to come through because we're going to be talking about how to be irresistibly chosen. And I'll talk about my new CD. For single ladies to embrace your singleness and love yourself first before you, try to, invite a man into your life. We're going to be talking about some heavy hitting stuff. So, tell somebody about the show, single ladies. Men can come too. Because, some of the information that is used, men can use it too. And they can also find out what we're thinking, ladies. So make sure you tune in. Don't be afraid. We had a brother. He raised his hand up right away. I see so many of you still, you're hanging in, but I understand you don't have to, chime into the conversation if you don't want to speak. And I really appreciate you for being here tonight. That shows me that you're just coming through for information and you're showing your support. So I appreciate you for that. All right, until tonight, I'll keep on talking, but I love you and thank you for your support. Make sure you tell someone else about the show. Live life well and be blessed. Until then, next time, God bless, and we're going to take it out jazzy. How about that? I love having some great, great music to play when we, let go of the show. So we're going to take it out.